It's not often that you hear someone brag about the worst thing that they ever did, but that's what this next story is about. Dad's Garage Theater Company is celebrated for its award-winning improv comedy, their ability to attract big-name comedians to Atlanta, their collaborations with Seven Stages and the Atlanta Opera. In short, they've been very successful. But recently, one of their longtime improvisers wrote about the worst scene that has ever been performed on their stage. If you've seen a show at Dad's Garage, this is probably the sound that you associate with them. But downstairs in their lobby, they have a plaque on the wall which reads, in part, "In the fall of 2007, a group of improvisers who shall not be named performed the worst scene ever. It was not funny, mildly entertaining, or in any way watchable." It goes on to call for a moment of silence in memory of that dark day.
Because it's the only time I've ever been on stage and gotten booed by the audience, which is, it's not an easy thing to walk away from. So yeah.
That's Dad's marketing director, John Carr. He was there for the worst scene ever, and so was this guy.
I certainly personally didn't understand the nuance of improv. You know, I was very new to it. Hey, I'm Tom Rittenhouse. I'm an ensemble member at Dad's Garage Theater Company. I'm a filmmaker.
He says it's been remembered as the Genghis Khan scene. It took place on May 22nd, 2008, and Tom knows the exact date because he has the lone surviving videotape, which in itself is weird.
We never do. We never tape our shows.
Tom was a member of what was at that time called Dad's Garage's Nonsemble. Today, they're called the General Company. They're sort of the B team, made up of rookies. Tom had been with the theater for about a year at that point.
And for months, we'd just been struggling. Like, we just weren't clicking. We just weren't doing it right. Tim Stoltenberg, who was our improv director at the time, wanted to videotape an upcoming show.
So he's like, he's acting like a football coach here.
Absolutely.
Look at this play. This is where we fumbled.
Yep. Yeah. And then we'll break it down. We'll look at the tape, you know? Yeah, the X's and O's. Yeah, exactly.
We were doing terrible improv.
That's John Carr again. He was acting as host at that night's show.
There was a moment where someone became Genghis Khan, and there was a moment where other people became like prostitutes. We felt we weren't doing great, and everyone panicked all at once.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah. The scene starts, and it's the suggestion we get was Genghis Khan. And then they go to France to pillage, and then there's some prostitutes that are crossing the street. And then I very uncharmingly started making French prostitute zingers.
Yeah, it's bad. And it quickly gets really explicit and really awkward and just generally goes downhill from there.
You smell like stinky cheese.
You smell like power, and I'm attracted to power.
On your knees, woman.
Yeah, the audience did not like it.
I remember distinctly, because there was one guy in the audience who started booing. And this boo grew from everyone. All the audience just booing, and not like a funny, that's a terrible pun kind of boo, but like in a, no, we hate you as people. We hate what you're doing on stage.
Yeah, the scene was just never good. Nothing about it was good. There was nothing good. There was no good narrative. The characters weren't good. The Genghis Khan impression was not a Mongolian. So nothing about it was like redeeming. Nobody wanted to see where it would go, and then they just took the lights down out of like pity or damage control
So the tech working in the booth literally turned the lights off.
Yeah, because they were like, if this scene goes any further, someone's gonna get in trouble.
So the lights come back up, and Tom is still on stage, still on his knees, with his face buried in his hands. And two things make this moment even worse.
The sad thing was, that was not the last scene of the night.
So the show had to keep going. And also, there was this tape. The show took place on a Thursday night, so the improvisers had the entire weekend to stew in their failure before having to watch this thing again on Monday. This is Dad's Garage Artistic Director Kevin Galise speaking backstage before a recent show.
So they all had to watch this scene back, and they were all just horrified at you know, having to look at their own misery replayed again.
There are a lot of factors here that add up to the infamy of worst scene ever. There's the visceral embarrassment of being booed by an audience. Then there's the fact that there's a recording of it, and as far as I know, no one has seen it since that Monday workshop. Tom has the only copy. And if you're wondering if he's planning on putting it on YouTube or something,
the answer is no.
Even I haven't seen it. Tom provided WABE with a brief clip of audio for this story. Apart from that, it's on complete lockdown. This is Dad's associate artistic director, Matt Horgan. He's never seen the tape either.
Yeah, I mean, it was just one of the things you knew it happened and you would hear about it, but no one would ever give you details. It was that bad. Because I've been in some bad scenes, but you could talk about them immediately because it wasn't a big deal. This was so bad, no one could reference it.
And eventually, it became shorthand around the theater. If someone did a scene and it went badly, they'd get...
At least it wasn't Genghis Khan.
That was improviser Clint Sowell. So the story got passed around cryptically, and it grew until there were conflicting accounts. The plaque on the wall says it happened in 2007. Tom says...
May 22nd, 2008.
Other characters found their way into the story.
And there was a moment where someone became Hitler.
Tom says, no, that happened a few months later. I mean, this is how urban legends get started. But apart from that, these moments can also bring people together. Here's Kevin Galese again, backstage at Dad's with several other improvisers.
Everybody's got their Genghis Khan to a certain extent. Everyone's got their epic failure. It's almost like a rite of passage as any improviser. You need to just bite it at least once hard, or you're not really ever going to get anywhere, you know? So
totally. I think we all have had our
Even last night we had some Genghis Khan.
And for Tom Rittenhouse, that scene had a profound effect on his work as a performer.
I took a long, hard look at myself. And
he says his instinct at that point was always to go big on stage.
And sometimes steal the scene to the chagrin of a lot of my scene partners.
So after Genghis Khan, he committed himself to being smaller. For 3 months, he told himself,
I'm only going to play background characters. I'll play a tree if I have to.
And he says at first, he sucked at it.
I didn't know how to support very well.
But he kept getting on stage.
After those like 3 months, I found a range.
So failing as thoroughly and dramatically as he did put Rittenhouse on the road to being a better actor overall. At the same time, the theater pointing to that failure and hyperbolically calling it the worst ever, in a way, liberates everyone there to take bigger risks.
Like, oh, that's failing? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so bad. And that's sort of the draw of improv. If, like, if there isn't the risk of failure, like, what's the point?
And that risk is what makes success all the more rewarding. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.